The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. In first quarter earnings, Tesla reported a 56% drop in profits. Net income declined to $1.1 billion from $2.5 billion a year ago. The electric vehicle firm reported $21.3 million in quarterly revenue, missing expectations. In January, Tesla warned that growth would be notably lower this year, as motorists' enthusiasm for battery power wanes. The firm cited additional challenges in its report, including a fire at its factory in Berlin and supply chain disruptions owing to the conflict in the Red Sea. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's hush money trial heard arguments that the former president violated his gag order. Quote, "It has to stop," the prosecution said, referring to Mr. Trump's derogatory comments about potential witnesses. The former president's lawyers tried to frame his comments as political speech. If the judge sides with the prosecution, the consequences for Mr. Trump could be a reprimand or a fine. America is preparing a $1 billion aid package for Ukraine, according to Reuters. It includes artillery ammunition, anti-tank munitions, and other weaponry that could be deployed immediately and would be drawn from the $61 billion pot that is poised to become law. On Tuesday afternoon, local time, the Senate advanced four bills that the House passed on Saturday. A final vote is expected in the coming day. America's trustbuster voted to virtually ban non-compete clauses, agreements that prevent workers from joining rival companies. The Federal Trade Commission argues that non-competes, which affects an estimated 1 in 5 workers across all professions, are anti-competitive and suppress wages. But the decision is likely to be met with legal challenges from business groups. America will need to see, quote, real progress before it resumes funding the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees, the White House said. An independent review of the agency released earlier identified neutrality-related issues, but found no evidence that employees of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency are members of terrorist organizations, as Israel has claimed. The allegations caused 16 donor countries to pause funding worth $450 million. The Secretary of Russia's Security Council and China's Security Chief met to discuss strengthening ties between the security forces. Nikolai Patrushev hosted Chen Wenqing in St. Petersburg for talks aimed at bolstering the law enforcement agencies of the two countries. Ali Akbar Armadian, head of Iran's National Security Council, has also arrived in Russia and is set to hold talks with Mr. Patrushev. A staffer for the far-right Alternative for Germany party was arrested on charges of spying for China. Jiang Guo, who worked for the AfD MEP Maximilian Kra, has been accused of working for the Chinese Ministry of State Security. Several alleged Chinese spies have been revealed to be working in parliaments across Europe. And figure of the day, $13 billion, the value of South Korea's culture exports in 2022, up from just under $5 billion in 2013. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.